Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, July 8th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Janie's Art Journals, selected as cultural arts representative for the North American Pavilion at inaugural World Fair US in Chicago. Janie's Art Journals has been selected as the Cultural Arts Desk representative for the North American Pavilion at the inaugural World Fair US in Chicago. This honor comes after a successful 2024 arts and crafts season and receiving the Craft Industry Alliance Scholarship. The World Fair US, running from July 7th to July 28th, features music, rides, cuisine, and artistic traditions from around the world at SeatGeek Stadium. Janie's Art Journals focuses on sustainability by creating art pieces from discarded books, reclaimed papers, and vintage textiles, demonstrating how upcycling can transform waste into beauty. Founder Janie Flores expresses gratitude for the opportunity to showcase her work at this global event. Tickets are available at worldfairus.com with special promotions for seniors and families. For more information about Janie's Art Journals, visit their website and follow them on social media. Tamco's Stormfighter Flex shingles are helping Texans rebuild stronger. When fierce storms swept across North Texas in early June, causing widespread damage to homes and roofs, Tamco's Stormfighter Flex shingles emerged as a resilient solution. Engineered for extreme weather conditions with proprietary ForceFex technology, these shingles offer flexibility, impact resistance, and durability. Class 4 impact rated, and with a 160 miles per hour wind warranty, they provide long-term protection. Designed for easy installation and available in bold colors, Tamco's Stormfighter Flex shingles combine beauty and performance. As climate patterns shift, these shingles offer Texas families peace of mind and protection. To find a local certified contractor, visit tamco.com. Comfort Area Foundation launches relief fund after devastating floods in the Texas Hill Country. The Comfort Area Foundation has launched the Comfort Flood Relief Fund to aid communities in the Texas Hill Country devastated by recent floods. The nonprofit, with 25 years of service in the region, is accepting donations to support recovery efforts in Centerpoint, TX, and across Kendall and Kerr counties. 100% of contributions will go to local nonprofits assisting flood victims and first responders. The foundation emphasizes that in small towns like Comfort, recovery is about neighbors helping neighbors. To contribute, visit comfortfloodrelief.com. The foundation's long-standing mission of improving the quality of life in Comfort and surrounding areas is evident in its commitment to supporting the community in times of crisis.
ESG Breaks, Solar Bank Corporation, SIBO CACN, advances 7.2 megawatt New York solar project following key regulatory approval. Solar Bank Corporation, listed on NASDAQ under SUN, SIBO CA under SUNN, and FSC under GY2, has advanced its 7.2 Hooley Hill Road solar project in New York after clearing the Coordinated Electric System Interconnection Review. The project, set to power around 850 homes, is supported by New York's VDR compensation mechanism and may qualify for up to $395 per watt DC in NYSERDA NY Sun incentives. As a community solar project, it offers bill credits without on-site installations. With over 100 megawatts built and a pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatts, Solar Bank is moving towards construction to help New York reach its goal of 6 gigawatts installed solar by 2025.
Recently enacted U.S. Budget Act ends tax incentives for EV buyers. The recently enacted U.S. Budget Act will end federal tax incentives for electric vehicle buyers as part of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. Initially set to phase out by 2025, the new bill will effectively end the EV incentive on September 30th. Companies like Massimo Group, Mayemo, are likely to study the impact of this change. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, offering a wide array of tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a broad audience of investors and consumers.
Green Energy Breaks. Solar Bank Corp. SCUM Hinmore GY2 advances 7.2-megawatt New York solar project. Following key regulatory approval, Solar Bank Corporation, GY2, has advanced its 7.2 Hoadley Hill Road ground mount solar project in upstate New York after clearing the Coordinated Electric System Interconnection Review. This project, set to power around 850 homes, is supported by New York's VR compensation mechanism and may qualify for up to UNATO 395DC in NYSERDA NY Sun incentives. Structured as a community solar project, it offers bill credits to residents and businesses without on-site installations. With a pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatts, Solar Bank is moving towards construction to support New York's goal of 6 gigawatts installed solar by 2025.
Five benefits of using renewable energy that aren't commonly talked about. Renewable energy offers numerous benefits beyond reducing reliance on fossil fuels and combating climate change. Transitioning to renewables can also lead to cleaner air, job creation, energy independence, and improved public health. Companies like Solar Bank Corp. are driving innovation in the renewable energy sector, offering solutions that benefit communities worldwide. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, provides a wide-reaching communication network for companies looking to connect with investors, influencers, and consumers. For more information on how renewable energy is transforming the energy landscape, visit greenenergystocks.com. 6 ppd quinone at environmentally relevant concentrations disrupts citric acid cycle in Senior habditus elegans, role of reduction in acetyl-CoA and pyruvate contents. Researchers from Southeast University in China have discovered that 6 ppd quinone, an environmental contaminant derived from tire antioxidant 6 ppd, disrupts the citric acid cycle in C. elegans at environmentally relevant concentrations. This disruption is due to a reduction in key enzyme gene expressions and intermediate metabolites, such as citric acid and succinate. Exposure to 6 ppdq also decreased acetyl-CoA and pyruvate contents, crucial for controlling the citric acid cycle. The study found that genes associated with acetyl-CoA and pyruvate synthesis were suppressed by 6-PDQ exposure, leading to mitochondrial dysfunction. Interestingly, sodium pyruvate treatment showed promise in mitigating the toxic effects of 6-PPDQ. These findings shed light on the potential risks of 6-PPDQ exposure and emphasize the need for further research in understanding its implications for both environmental and human health. Water and sanitation access shapes cholera burden in low and middle-income countries. A new study evaluated the impact of water, sanitation, and hygiene on cholera in 89 low and middle-income countries. Certain improved wash facilities showed protective effects against cholera, while unimproved facilities had harmful effects. The Global Task Force on Cholera Control aims to reduce cholera-related deaths by 90% by 2030. Regional disparities in wash access contribute to unequal cholera burden, with sub-Saharan Africa being particularly affected. The study emphasizes the need to increase access to safe wash to effectively prevent and control cholera globally. Brahani Engineers strengthens digital transformation journey to drive growth and sustainability. Brahani Engineers is advancing its digital transformation journey to maintain leadership and uphold core values. The company aims to improve operations, enhance customer experience, drive innovation, boost agility, and sustain a strong market position. By embracing new technologies, Brahani Engineers simplifies processes, reduces costs, and delivers greater value to clients. Automation and efficiency remain a focus, cutting costs and improving productivity. The company also prioritizes enhancing customer experience, boosting agility, data-driven decision-making, driving revenue growth, strengthening security and compliance, and promoting sustainability. Berhani Engineers is committed to delivering innovative, reliable, and future-ready engineering solutions while contributing to a greener, more sustainable future. Arc Clean Technology achieves major milestone with completion of Canadian Regulatory Design Review for Arc 100 Advanced Small Modular Reactor. Arc Clean Technology has achieved a major milestone with the completion of Phase 2 of the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission Vendor Design Review for its Arc 100 Advanced Small Modular Reactor. The CNSC concluded that no fundamental barriers to licensing have been identified, marking a pivotal step toward commercial deployment. The Arc 100 is a 100-megawatt sodium-cooled fast neutron reactor designed for electricity production and industrial heat applications. This milestone reflects Arc's dedication to meeting Canada's nuclear regulatory standards. The successful review by the CNSC gives global credibility to Arc's technology, setting them apart as a leader in advanced small modular reactor technologies. With the completion of this review, Arc is well positioned to proceed with licensing and deployment, contributing to Canada's leadership in clean energy and advanced nuclear technology.
Climate change is a local issue, and here's what's happening in every part of Maryland. Climate change is impacting every part of Maryland, from dying oak trees in Montgomery County to ghost forests on the Eastern Shore. Temperatures in the state have risen around 2.5 degrees Fahrenheit since the 20th century, leading to more extreme weather events and flooding. Vulnerable communities, especially on the Eastern Shore and in Baltimore City, are facing the greatest challenges. Saltwater intrusion is killing forests and impacting farmers, while rising sea levels threaten coastal areas. Baltimore City is experiencing urban heat islands and faces risks from rising sea levels and extreme storm events. Southern Maryland is susceptible to flooding and sea level rise, while Central Maryland and Western Maryland are also seeing temperature increases and extreme precipitation events. Despite minimal changes in Western Maryland, flash flooding remains a concern. The state is taking action to mitigate climate change impacts and protect communities and ecosystems.
Q&A with Rocio Fregg-Vitale, founder and CEO of SkyTL. Rocio Fregg-Vitale, founder and CEO of SkyTL, left aerospace engineering and government contracting to focus on climate intelligence. SkyTL transforms disaster response by fusing live data from satellites, drones, sensors, and responders into real-time intelligence. The platform provides dynamic risk forecasts and actionable insights during emergencies. By integrating diverse data sources, SkyTL bridges the gap between data and usable intelligence. Decision makers can issue evacuations and manage resources without technical expertise. The system adapts to changing conditions, accounting for factors like vegetation growth and wildfire movement. Early results show significant impact in fire prevention, response, and retrospective analysis. Partnerships with NASA, NOAA, and the U.S. Air Force have shaped SkyTL's growth and product development. The goal is to democratize access to disaster intelligence, empowering communities to make informed decisions and prevent catastrophes. SkyTL envisions a future where every community has access to real-time intelligence for proactive disaster response.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.